From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. When we see a book on the shelf of a bookstore or library, and the writer is described as a first-time author, it's easy to think that the book was indeed the first one the author wrote. But that's usually not the case. And there's often a story to be told about the journey from the spark of an idea to publication. From member station KUSP, Rick Kleffel has been talking with writers for an occasional series called First Books. And as he discovered, sometimes the first, the second, and even the third time may not be the charm.
No matter how many times you write your first novel, it's never an easy task. Just ask author John Clinch.
It is a big project. It's like building a house out of raisins. You know, it's the most bizarre thing that I know about.
John Clinch's first novel is Finn, an acclaimed account of the fictional life of Huck Finn's father.
I was inspired to write this novel by, of course, Huckleberry Finn, which I read when I was probably about 10 or 12 years old. I remember very clearly. Perhaps it's just the way my brain works, but I remember most of the dark stuff about that book.
In this reading from the novel, Clinch explores and expands that darkness, finding the gothic depravity behind the shadows of Twain's original.
He tilts his head back and tips the jar fully upward to empty what remains therein down his throat in one impatient sluicing, careless of how much may go into his mustache and his beard and run from there on downward along the sinews of his neck to soak into his shirt collar. The empty jar he places on the railing like a sacred totem, and he sits before it like a dead man with his hands hanging between his spread knees, as if it might soon begin working magic.
As a young adult, Clinch wrote short stories that were published in literary magazines. Family life and a career in advertising limited his opportunities for creative pursuits. Then, when his daughter entered high school, his routine and life changed.
And I thought, I can be more creative than this. I can find a way to use this time better. I've always wanted to write a novel, so I sat down and began. This was probably about 12 years ago, and in the process of getting through those years, five novels came out that were not good enough to make it anywhere, and then Finn, by God.
Clinch believes that even the false starts were valuable.
The amount of time that I put in during the day working on that project, whether it pays off in the end in terms of publication or whatever, is at least good time. It's time that I did work that satisfied me, time where I did work that I felt was good work. Frankly, I'm just as happy that they never got out there, because really, they didn't live up to the way I feel about this book, and I'd kind of hate to be dragging them behind me.
When Finn began to take form, Clinch found his schedule changing once again.
Instead of an hour each morning, I was starting at 6 in the morning and writing until 9:30 or 10, and then picking up my agency work at 10 until the end of the day, and then starting again in the evening from 6 o'clock until I fell over in bed. So that was discipline in a way, because I certainly did it every day, but it was sort of discipline enlarged and enforced by the fact that this novel kind of wanted to get out.
And that novel did get out with the help of an internet writing community called Backspace. BKSP.org.
I had written the first 10 pages of Finn, the opening two scenes, and I posted them on my website, sort of a plea for help. This white flag I was waving, I put a note on Backspace, then I directed people to the website. The fellow who turned out ultimately to be my agent, he went to the site, read the first 5 pages, called me up and said, "How much do you have? Can you send me more?" And we were off and away within a week or so.
It all sounds so easy in retrospect. But for John Clinch, the literary break that led to his first published novel came after a dozen years and 5 unpublished novels. For NPR News, I'm Rick Kleffel.